It's time for a regional radio sports presentation.
Parker back the other way, drives inside, kicks out, Sprinkle open for three. You already know what I'm going to say at the end of it. Hayden Sprinkle is on fire.
In the drama on the hardwood takes center stage.
3, 2, 1, go! 30 seconds to go. Bismarck up by one. Fred all the way to the bucket, right-handed layup. The foul, the bucket is good.
Inside, one-touch pass from Morrissey. No look.
Wow.
Magic Johnson asked to the cutting Richards for an easy bucket. What a play by Morrissey.
On the far side, Brandon Wagner with it. Going for the record.
Got him!
He just tied the state record.
Step back three from straight away, and that one is good. Meinerschagen stares down the student section again.
And now stolen by Cameron Friend. I don't know how he just got that basketball. That was unreal.
He from deep downtown is drained from the center circle.
England puts it on the floor. Lobs up a three at the buzzer with one hand, and it went in. You've got to be kidding me.
We send it courtside to our regional radio sports team.
And welcome in courtside from West County High School for another night of Class 3, District 3 high school basketball coverage on J98. Greg Armbruster getting our coverage started on J98, night number two of our broadcast from West County High School for coverage of Class 3, District 3. But tonight, it is ladies' night. We will have the number one seed versus the number four to open up our coverage. The number one seed, the Grandview Eagles, come in at 22-3 on the season under Coach Rhonda Hubbard in her first year at the helm as the Eagles sitting atop of the district field. And another up-and-comer in Class 3, District 3. This is the first year of the new look, Class 3, District 3, after the reshuffle. And the Steelville Cardinals come in as the 4 seed, a 19-7 record for the Steelville Cardinals, matched up against Grandview. The 1-4, this bracket for the ladies has gone chalk so far. Will that trend continue tonight? 12 minutes away from tip-off, I had a chance to speak with both head coaches, Rhonda Hubbard for Grandview and Coach Seth Collins for Steelville. We'll step aside in our pregame coverage on J98 when we come back. We'll hear from Steelville Cardinals head coach Seth Collins in 2 minutes on J98.
It's truck month at Reuther Ford, and time for 0% APR for 72 months on your new Ford F-150. Hi, this is Doug Jr. Right now, Reuther Ford has all remaining 2016 F-150s available for 0% APR for up to 72 months. That's 6 full years at no interest for you. Or choose a new 2017 F-150 and get 0% APR for up to 60 months. And remember, with any new F-150 purchase at Reuther Ford, you'll get the comfort of knowing you'll get a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage on your new truck. It's all part of Ford's 40 consecutive years of truck leadership in the automotive industry. And remember, if you have credit problems, it's no problem at Reuther's. With Ford Motor Credit Financing, in most all cases, we can put you behind a wheel of your new Ford with little to no interest. Just stop by for complete details. And be sure to like us on Facebook, too, for additional specials and even giveaways. So get 0% for up to 72 months during Truck Month at Reuther Ford off I-55, the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
It's the unauthorized Articat factory sales event, only at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail. Unauthorized because the only permission I needed was from me to blow out these new non-current Articats at the most ridiculous low prices ever. How about a new Wildcat Trail side-by-side that was $11,500, now only $8,000? Or a new Articat 700 XT full-featured utility sport ATV, was $10,500, now only $5,800. But wait, there's lots more unauthorized deals, like the Articat 1000 XT with more power than you can imagine. Was $11,500, now only $6,700. And hunters, listen up. Hit the woods in the new Articat 700 Limited camo model with power steering, bumpers, aluminum wheels, and a winch. Was $11,500, now only $6,200. No one, I mean no one, can touch these deals. This is Tim Serdike at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail, Highway 67 South of Festus, next to the Harley store. For complete details, go to tserdikestt.com and like us on Facebook.
Prices do not include sales tax, destination, dealer prep, freight, administration, or licensing fees. See store for details.
Back for more district action from Class 3, District 3 from West County High School on J98. It's Ladies' Night semifinal action. Winners moving to the championship. Our first contest has the top-seeded Grandview Eagles taking on the fourth-seeded Steelville Cardinals. Joining us courtside, Coach Collins, Coach Seth Collins of the Steelville Cardinals. Coach, you're out to a fine season. First
venture through this new look, Class 3, District 3. What are your thoughts coming in, matched up against the top seed Grandview?
Well, you know, we're going to come out and try to play hard, get after it on the defensive end, and hopefully give them some fits, make them struggle to score, and hopefully get some easy shots going the other way.
Kind of a unique matchup in this district with both games tonight, really. Unfamiliar opponents on either side. How much do you know about Coach Hubbard's Grandview team?
Yeah, we've watched quite a bit of video. They're a really good defensive team. They're rarely out of position. They do a great job with help defense. It's hard to get past the person in front of you. That girl inside, Macy catcher side, that's she's tough to handle. She finishes when she catches. We're going to do the best we can to keep her from getting as many touches as she normally does.
Now, I know looking at some of those matchups on tape, you've had to see a few things that may work to your advantage. What are some of the things that your team has to do well in this game?
We need a rebound, and we need to have great effort defensively, and then take care of the ball on offense and limit their opportunities to score.
Now, you have your team here into the semifinals of the district tournament. I know when you set preseason goals, this is definitely something that you have on the list of things you want to accomplish. But still another chapter to be written tonight. What do you want to see out of your team just in general tonight in this district semifinal?
I want to see us being active defensively. I want us talking, again, taking care of the ball, and keeping them off the offensive glass. They do a great job attacking the boards offensively, and we need to do a good job blocking out and limit second chance points.
If there's one advantage you might be able to account for, it's the Cardinal faithful travel quite well.
Yes, they do. They do. So hopefully they'll be here tonight.
Once again, the head coach of the Steelville Lady Cardinals, Coach Seth Collins. Coach, best of luck, and we'll catch up after.
Right. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
We'll have more pregame coverage coming your way up next on J98 The Boot.
All Aboard Learning Center in Cuba is the only accredited facility in Crawford County offering care for children 6 weeks to 13 years of age. All Aboard Learning Center is open Monday through Friday from 6 until 6. Full or part-time care is available. To enroll your child in child care or preschool, call 677-2252. That number again, 677-2252, or log on to allaboardlearningcenter.org. That's All Aboard Learning Center. They make learning fun on Rutz Subdivision Road in Cuba.
LaPlante Carpet in Park Hills is not just a carpet store. They carry ceramic tile, linoleum, and laminate flooring. Stop by and check out the wide variety of options and prices. Being on a budget doesn't mean you have to sacrifice quality. After all, LaPlante Carpet is home of the lowest prices. And once you've selected what you want, they offer professional installation. LaPlante Carpet, located on top of the hill on East Main in Park Hills. Stop by today or call 431-5542.
Hi, this is Lance Sechrist. Tune in all week this week as J98, KREI, and KGF Radio shine the business spotlight on Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace in Park Hills. I will explain why exceptional customer service, industry-leading products, and a vast amount of industry knowledge and experience are the reasons to choose Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace.
Side with the head coach of the Grandview Eagles as they get set to take on the Steelville Cardinals. That's the number one versus the number four seed, and Grandview a 22-3 record. Joined by Coach Hubbard, and Coach, you have your team out to a fantastic season, a 22-3 mark, sitting at the top seed into the semifinals. Nothing's guaranteed. Tell me a little bit about the matchup with Steelville.
Well, I think, you know, one of the important matchups is going to be just in the guard play. I'm very impressed with their guards. I think they're very savvy, great ball handlers, can pass really well, and they're scorers. So our perimeter play is going to have to be very good on the defensive end.
Now, in this district matchup, both district matchups tonight are unique as both teams don't see each other often in the regular season. So how much homework were you able to do on the Steelville Cardinals?
Well, I think, you know, we probably got as much film on them as they did on us. And, you know, you just go to work, you know, looking at what they've done throughout the course of the year, and you just try to put a game plan together for success for your own kids.
And watching some of that tape, you see a unique defensive look for Steelville, one that doesn't come up often with a 1-3-1, but it sounds like you have the personnel to work quite well against that.
Yeah, well, and you're right. You know, we haven't seen the 1-3-1 very much. We did see it earlier in the year against North County. We performed very well against them. They've got a tall, lanky kid right out of the front of it, and she really gets her hands on a lot of things. One of the big keys for us is just to take care of the basketball and not let her score points off steals in transition.
Now, to get where you're at, a fine season, and you had some new pieces come to the team this season. How long did it take for the team to gel? As the record looks like it didn't take long at all.
No, I don't think. I think the biggest newness was me. You know, I brought a new system, a new thought process on how to play the game, and especially a new kind of defensive philosophy to the team. And I think early on, you know, we gelled together pretty well from an offensive standpoint. And I thought defensively we got on very quickly to what I wanted them to do, and we just took off from there.
And following that wave of momentum, how much support have you seen from the Grandview faithful around so much success?
Well, obviously we've won more games than the program's ever won. I think the record before was 17, and we've won 22. So it's the first time for a lot of things. I mean, we talked a lot about how this was just a history-making year. We broke all kinds of records, whether they're individual records where, you know, Kirsten Sparks became the all-time leading scorer and the first ever in Grandview history to score 1,000 points. So you can see just there that with only one person ever scoring 1,000 points, you know, they haven't seen just a ton of success along the way. So we're just really happy and fortunate that we've been able to put this streak together.
And I imagine there are a few more records still out there on the table. What are some things that your team has to do well tonight to advance?
Well, I think just first of all, we have to take care of the basketball. That's going to be the most important thing. I think secondly, we're going to have to defend really well. I mean, they have some shooters and some dribble drive penetrators and some size at the point that could potentially be a mismatch for us. And so we're going to have to defend really well, and we're really going to have to control the boards. You know, we can't give them second shots.
Once again, the head coach of the Grandview Eagles, Coach Rhonda Hubbard, joining us on the pregame. Coach, best of luck. We'll catch up after the game.
Thank you.
We'll have tip-off coming up next. It's Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot.
You love your pet, and your pet loves you. A precious pet is just an extension of your family, right? Give your pet the dignity that they deserve when the time comes. Heartland Memorial Service in Park Hills offers memorial services for your pet, with cremations, burials, urns, monuments, and viewing rooms for memorials. They will even pick up your pet and take care of the arrangements for you. Heartland Memorial Service, Highway 8 in Park Hills, 573-431-2328.
The entire staff of the City of Steelville wishes to congratulate the Steelville Cardinals basketball team on a successful season. It takes an enormous amount of hard work and dedication to have a successful season. The City of Steelville is very proud of the school and all of the students. The city wishes the best of luck to the boys and girls on the Steelville Cardinals basketball team during the Class 3 District 3 basketball tournament. Go Cardinals!
For unique party sandwiches, pasta, and salad trays, go to Pomodoro's on Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. They can make you the perfect sandwich for any occasion, whether it's a family or friend get-together, a holiday party, or a sporting event. You can dine in or carry out. They specialize in quick carry-out service. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sundays, 11 to 7. For your perfect sandwich, stop by Pomodoro's in Arnold or visit them on the web at pomodorosjeffco.com.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Goggins Drilling Incorporated has been serving the Parkland and beyond for over a half a century. With a reputation for quality work that comes with over 50 years of satisfying their customers. They offer sales and service on all water pumps and are on the leading edge of ground source heating systems. Residential or commercial, call Goggins Drilling Incorporated for contract drilling at 431-2450. That's Goggins Drilling, when you want more than just a hole in the ground.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
The entire faculty and staff of the Steelville R3 School District would like to take this time to wish the Steelville Cardinals all the best this basketball season. It takes a lot of hard work and determination to be a winning team, and you have proven you have what it takes both on and off the court. Good luck to the Steelville Cardinals from everyone at the Steelville R3 School District, and thank you for being a great representation of Steelville.
The faculty and students at Jefferson R7 are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, commitment, and dedication to be a high-caliber athlete on and off the field. Stay driven, stay focused, and keep up all the hard work and teamwork, and all your efforts will pay off. This message brought to you by everyone at the Jefferson R7 schools. They say, go Blue Jays!
Back courtside from West County High School, Class 3, District 3 semifinal coverage tonight. The winner moves to the championship. The loser sees their season come to a close. And our first matchup has number one Grandview at 22-3 set to take on the Steelville Cardinals, a 19-win ball club, a big bounce back from a year ago, and their first venture through Class 3, District 3. We'll introduce you to the starting lineups as they do so from West County High School. You're listening to Class 3, District 3 coverage on G98. Let's introduce you to the starting five for the fourth-seeded Cardinals of Steelville. Starting will be number 10, the junior, standing 5 feet 10 inches, Hannah Cottrell. Emma Schneider, the 5'5 junior. She wears number 12 on her back, the 5'7 senior. Mackenzie Carey, number 14. Rounding out the starting five, number 25, the 5'8 junior, Abby Booker, and a 5'6 senior wearing number 33, Alexis Diaz. The starting five for the Grandview Eagles as they step onto the floor. We will announce them just the same. Starting will be number 3, Melina Aker, the 5'3 junior, along with number 1, Carly Faust, a 5'6 senior. Number 5, the all-time leading scorer for Grandview, Kristen Sparks, a 5'4 senior. Megan Faust, a 5'4 junior, wearing number 12. And the post presence for Grandview, wearing number 32, averaging 16 points and 9 rebounds a night, the 5'11 junior, Macy Ketcherside, her first year at Grandview. Grandview wearing the white home uniforms as the higher seed, yellow numbers, black trim, says Grandview in yellow across the chest. For Steelville in the road uniforms with red base, white trim, and a white and red stripe down the side. Numbers are white outlined in black, says Steelville across the chest in white. White numerals, white lettering for Steelville. Checking the basketball before we get started. Tom Brady got a hold of this basketball. We don't know if there's any PSIs left in there, but we're going to continue nonetheless. We're going to make sure. And we are about to get underway. Standing in the circle, Ketcherside at 5'11". She'll be matched up in the circle with Hannah Cottrell at 5'10". And Ketcherside wins the tip for Grandview. We are underway. The Eagles will work right to left as I describe the action to you. Steelville sets up in a 1-3-1 zone. Don't see that too often. And there's Fitz already, you're starting to see, as Grandview's first pass tipped but stays in possession with the Eagles. A long three from the near side corner off back iron comes up short. Off glass after pulling down the miss goes Kristen Sparks. Her shot won't fall. Another attempt for Grandview. Two rebounds on that attempt for Grandview and a foul called. As Melina Aker trying to dribble drive towards the top of the key. She'll have the side out parallel with the top of the arc. She'll get that basketball in quickly to Kristen Sparks. Sparks has it knocked away into the backcourt, and she does touch it just before it goes into the backcourt. Can't hang on to it, and that will be the first turnover on Grandview so far. Still looking for our first score of the contest. 7:20 still to go in the first. Steelville goes left to right. And they are into the front court, onto the elbow, and a quick turnover Nearly taken right back, but into the hands of Grandview. Trying to drive through lane was Cottrell. Knocked away by Kristen Sparks. Sparks then throws into the front court and throws it away, but taken right back. Exchanging turnovers through the lane with a right-handed runner. Goes catcher side. Too strong on that one, and the rebound comes down to Schneider. Schneider, the outlet to Cottrell. She'll bring it across the timeline. Back to Schneider. Back to Cottrell on the weak side off glass, and she'll get the right-handed runner to go. And a quick backside lob finds Hannah Cottrell for the easy two. 2-0 early lead for Steelville. And now Grandview trying to drive baseline in the hands of Wakeland. It's knocked away from her, right into the hands of her teammate Sparks. Sparks tries to drive through, runs into traffic, going block to block, trying to get it to catcher side. She couldn't handle it off the tips of her fingers and out of bounds to Steelville. Schneider bounces it in to Diaz, back to Schneider, and she'll hand it off to Cottrell as the offense gets out in front. Cottrell across the midcourt line. She'll lob left wing. Schneider, a quick give and go inside, trying to find Cottrell on the block. This one's ripped away by Megan Faust. Faust back the other way, going to try to do it all on her own. Can't get the right-handed runner to go. The rebound comes down to Grandview and tipped out to the top of the key. It stops there with Aker. Aker averages 2.2 points per game. She'll kick it off to the left to Kristen Sparks, and Sparks will put it on the floor. As soon as she puts it on the deck with the right hand, draws contact on her way through the lane. Clock sits at 5:56, and Sparks gets control for her second very early in this game. 5:56 to play in the first, and that's two on control. She leads the anchor on defense in that 1-3-1. Here's the inbounds, ripped away. Back the other way now for the Cardinals. It's Diaz out on the run. She'll stop the left elbow, kick to the right side. Into the near corner, a good look at the three ball in the bottom of the bucket. And no, the official says toe on the line for Abby Booker. It's 4-0, Steelville. Just under six to play. A bounce pass into the far corner. Schneider dives on the floor, can't keep it in play for Steelville. It will go right back to Grandview, a side out. And we'll see our first substitution. Coming onto the floor for Grandview, Kaylin Sparks, a 5'2 sophomore. She'll swap for Aker. And here's Kristen Sparks driving to the lane. It's poked away as she drives from the elbow towards baseline. Knocked out of her hands by Diaz. Diaz will leave it off for Schneider across into the front court. A pass over to the left wing. Diaz tries to drive. The lane's closed. The pass knocked away. Mackenzie Carey has it. Now Schneider tries to drive from the right wing as she catches a pass. Quick to put it onto the floor, and the defender just a step too late. Kaylin Sparks will be called for that foul. The first foul on Grandview. Charge to Kaylin Sparks, two on Steelville. Here's the inbounds on the baseline. A foul called quickly. Tough to say who's going to be charged for this for the Eagles. 1 second comes off the clock. Now the foul's even at two apiece. That charge to Macy Ketcherside. So baseline inbounds, far side of the bucket. Schneider looking to bounce it in. Has it bounced in, knocked away, and right back to the baseline, out of bounds, back to Steelville. Schneider having a tough time getting this basketball in, trying to get it to Cottrell before, then followed up with Carey. Came up empty on both. Now into the near corner, she'll finally get it in. It's Booker. Booker back to Schneider, who will then set the screen. Schneider will roll around it, accept the handoff exchange, and stand between the rings. A pass to the left wing to Diaz. She'll take it to the free throw line, picks up the dribble, bounces it out right wing to Booker. On the floor with the left hand, coming out on defense, Carly Faust. Back to Schneider on the right wing. Screen set, and now it's taken away. Back the other way, a two on none. Can they finish with a right hand? Yes, Grandview on the board, courtesy of Megan Faust. The rip and the finish. She did it all on her own on that trip down the floor. 4-2, 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Schneider and the Cardinals in the front court. Over to the left wing to Diaz. Back between the rings to Faith Bear. She'll put it on the floor, back to the basket. Schneider will come and bail her out. Sets a screen across the top of the key. Schneider through the lane. A 5-foot jumper from the near side. Left it off the side iron. And a jump ball as bodies hit the deck. Possession arrow favors Steelville. So the Cardinals will retain possession. We'll have a substitution for Steelville. Coming in, Cottrell. Headed off, Faith Bear. Cottrell with the two fouls.
Schneider, a baseline inbounds for Steelville. Up 4-2 early. A bounce pass in through the lane. What a block from the backside. Macy Ketcherside coming through. Nothing easy down low against these Grandview Eagles. What a block from the backside by Macy Ketcherside. Out of bounds back to Steelville. The baseline inbound has become a tough task. Schneider lobs it to the top of the key. Cottrell has it. Jab step. Didn't clear any space. She'll lob it to the far side. Diaz tries to drive baseline. Door is closed by Kristen Sparks. She dives on the floor. She's going to rip the basketball away, and Grandview can't come up with it. Steelville through traffic, trying to put up a scoop. It's Mackenzie Carey fouled. The shot didn't come close to the rim because of the foul. She'll head to the free throw line for a pair. Clock sits now at 4:02. 4-2 as these two teams are grinding it out inside. The foul charge to Caitlin Sparks, her second, now three on Grandview. The first free throw up and down for Mackenzie Carey. Steelville boys struggled mightily at the free throw line in the second half yesterday. We'll see if these ladies can avoid that trend. So far, so good. Carey has a little bit of hitch in the free throw, but doesn't make a difference. She goes 2-for-2 at the line, and it's 6-2 Cardinals early. 4 minutes left in the opening quarter. Dribble drive across midcourt. It's Aker. Leaves it in the lane for Ketcherside, and not a lot you can do with Ketcherside's jump shot. Catch and release. No hesitation. She elevates. And if you're even leaving the floor at the same time, that 5'11 frame, she knows how to use it to her advantage. 6-4.
At Shelter Insurance.
2-point lead. But the Cardinals trying to double it up. Now, currently 6-4. They could make it 8-4, 9-4 on this trip. They've had a difficult time trying to get through the lane, and now a whistle as the Cardinals go baseline. Oh, she stepped out of bounds. No foul called as Diaz stumbled, driving baseline from the far side of the floor. Now Grandview will have a chance to tie or take the lead as Kristen Sparks dribble drives into the near corner. A pass looking for Ketcherside. Down low, knocked away, and the Cardinals out on the run with Cottrell on the left wing. She'll dribble drive, crossover, goes baseline, draws the foul. Who's she going to get? This could be Ketcherside for her second. We'll see what the call is. And it will be on Macy Ketcherside. So that's two on Ketcherside, two on Cottrell. So both bigs for Grandview and Steelville in trouble. Coach Hubbard getting out and getting active on the floor. Baseline inbounds to come for Steelville. Schneider tasked to get it in. To the far side, she has it to Cottrell. Dribble weaving her way through traffic, through the lane, and blocked from the backside. A clean block from the backside for Megan Faust. Grandview out on the run. The 1-3-1 defense rips it back away for Steelville. Booker takes it away. She'll leave it to Schneider. And as she crosses the midcourt, dishes it off to Cottrell between the rings. On the floor with the right hand, picks it up quickly. Lobs it over as the double team comes her way. Trying to bounce block to block, and a foul will be called inside. On the backside of the play, away from the ball. The foul will be called on Melina Aker. Her first. That is the fifth on Grandview. Schneider back on the baseline. Now far side of the 10. Lobs it up and over to the top of the key. Booker, lucky to get that one up and over the fingers of Faust. Now bouncing from block to block as Steelville tries to drive through the lane with Mackenzie Carey, and she's headed back to the free throw line. She was 2-for-2 on the previous trip. She'll have another set coming her way. Foul number 6 on Grandview. That foul charge to Megan Faust. Carey at the free throw line. Left that one long. The free throw, she has a very unique routine. Squats down to the floor and rolls her wrist a couple of times. Never spins it, just rolls the wrist back a few times, like preloading almost. She missed just a moment ago. See if she can bounce back here. She will. 3-for-4 at the free throw line so far as Mackenzie Carey. She leads Steelville with 3 points. Sparks, Kristen Sparks for Grandview, drives through, dishes it to the far corner, back inside, outside, trying to compress and stretch this zone. Kristen Sparks leaves it to the right wing. Melina Eaker, she'll dribble, tries to drive inside, kicks far corner, the three ball falls short for Grandview into the hands of Steelville's Faith Bear, who swaps out for Cottrell. 2 minutes to play, 7-4, Steelville out front. Schneider lobs a pass, a dangerous pass. Booker steps in for the two and pulls up and gets it to go.
Abby Booker with four. 9-4 Cardinals. 1:50 to play in the first. Jordan Sparks dribbles to the left elbow. Picks up the dribble. Into the near corner. Carly Faust back to Jordan Sparks in the left wing. She'll put it on the floor with the right hand. Tries to drive to the lane. And a tie-up called inside. Possession arrow does favor Grandview, but it will flip on the inbounds. And this 1-3-1 has been effective early for Steelville. Allie Gibbs will come into the game for the first time. She'll swap out with Alexis Diaz. Baseline inbounds to come from Carly Faust. She'll bounce it right in to Sparks, and Sparks will be fouled on her way up. She's headed to the free throw line. The all-time leading scorer for Grandview, the only Grandview basketball player over 1,000 points in their career. Imagine she will probably have company over the next couple of years, the success that this team is having. First free throw up and rattles in for Kristen Sparks. Her first points with 1:39 to play in the first. Substitution for Grandview between free throws. Isabel Kuchka comes onto the floor. And headed off is Caitlin McLaughlin. Sparks set to shoot the second. Good size for Grandview on the rebound. Free throw falls for Sparks. She goes 2 for 2. Cuts it to 9-6. 90 seconds to play. Schneider across midcourt. Passes to the left wing to Gibbs. On the floor with the right hand. Screen set. She'll drive. Kicks in the near corner. It's Schneider to the block. Back outside. Gibbs on the floor. Has it pop out of her hands, but back to Schneider, the point guard. She'll drive to the right elbow. Lobs over the defense. Gets it inside to Faith Bear. A tie-up will be called. Steelville has the arrow in their favor this time. They'll have the baseline inbounds, and this has not been a good situation for Steelville so far. Very difficult on the baseline inbounds. A lot of length for Grandview. Schneider, a long look, finally gets it into the near side block. The pull-up jumper from 2 feet off glass for Faith Bear. And pushes it to 11-6, a five-point game. In the backcourt, Melina Aker. She'll leave it off for Kristen Sparks. Sparks, a bounce pass to the right side of the floor. Swinging it around the horn. Back to Sparks. A left wing three and a lot of room to shoot it. Left it long off back iron. And a travel call on the rebound. It was pulled down by Megan Faust. Not a lot of room down low. Just chopped her feet and turns it back over to the Cardinals. They lead it 11-6. Less than a minute to go in the first as Schneider across midcourt. She'll pass to the right wing to Booker. On the floor. Screen set. Draws a double. Kicks to the near side block. They got it down low there with Bear. Bear lobs it up and over. And a three-second call down low. Trapped in the lane for Steelville was Allie Gibbs. Kept their feet planted, and now gives Grandview an opportunity to chip away at this deficit. 11-6 is the score. Steelville out front. A bounce pass to Sparks. She'll pull up from 12, off glass, off front lip. The rebound comes down to Steelville. Booker has it with 25. Over to Schneider on the outlet. Schneider takes her time as she breaks it into the front court. Passes to the right elbow. It sits there with Mackenzie Carey. Carey never puts it on the floor. A scoop pass to the top of the key to Bear. Bear lobs it to the near side wing. Schneider with 10, 9, 8, 7. Over to Gibbs, left wing, puts it on the floor, drives inside, pull-up jumper, off glass, can't get it to fall. The rebound down to Sparks with 1 second. Here's the heave in time, and it'll be short of the mark. And after one quarter of play, it is 11-6 in favor of the Steelville Cardinals. Neither team has really found their rhythm just yet. We'll step aside for 1 minute and come back with second quarter coverage of Class 3 District 3 Girls Semifinals on J98.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
New homeowner? See agent Dana Richter in Steelville about their companion policy discounts.
Action Auto Sales in Steelville is your one-stop shop when looking for quality, dependable, pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans, and with multiple loan options. Don't forget to ask about special internet cash pricing on select vehicles. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville at 204 Main Street or on the web at actionautosalesmo.com or call 573-775-2222. That number again, 573-775-2222. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville.
Back in courtside at West County High School, 11-6 after the first quarter. The four leads the one. It'll be Grandview trailing with possession of the basketball, just down by five and plenty of time to make this one interesting. And now they've got it down low, two passes. Ball touched the floor one time. Good ball movement. Finding catcher side down low. She had to watch the final 4 minutes of that first quarter, picking up two early fouls. The same goes for Cottrell for Steelville. The Cardinals have it to Cottrell in the left wing. She puts it on the floor. Screen set by Diaz. Cottrell drives inside, pulls up, goes off glass, left it long. The rebound comes out to catcher side. Grandview goes back the other way with Aker breaking the midline. Cottrell waits for as she does so. Steelville set up in a 1-3-1, and the passing lanes are tight. This one trying to be bounced into the far corner, looking for Kristen Sparks, knocked away. Aker will have the side inbounds right in front of the Steelville bench, gets it in to Kristen Sparks. Over to the left wing, Megan Faust, back to Sparks. She'll put it on the floor with the right hand, back to the basket, into the corner, nearly taken away by Schneider, but off the foot. The official says it goes off the foot of Melina Aker. It will, in fact, go to the Cardinals. 7 minutes of play in the half. A low-scoring affair so far. Both defenses not making it easy to put up points. 11-8, Steelville out front. Cottrell tries to drive baseline. Fouled on her way through. And this foul will be charged likely to Faust, Megan Faust. See what the official call is. Nothing yet, so we'll hold tight. Schneider on the inbounds, tries to pull up from the near side corner for three. Well off the mark, ended up to be a good pass. Megan Faust goes down the far sideline, but she commits the offensive foul using the offhand to try to clear out space on her way through. Megan Faust charged with foul number two. That is the seventh on Grandview, so Steelville to the free throw line on defensive fouls the rest of the way. Schneider to Cottrell on the right wing. She pump fakes, drives, kicks back, and she throws it away right into the hands of Aker. Aker has a head of steam. Schneider the only one against her, and she'll pick up the foul. Bucket doesn't fall, but Aker headed to the free throw line. Schneider really didn't have a lot of great positioning. Still trying to get in the lane and alter the shot. Shot didn't fall, so maybe mission accomplished. The bad side of that, she'll have a chance to earn it at the stripe. Left the first strong. We'll have one more attempt at it. The foul was charged to Schneider. That will be her first. Three bounces from Aker. It's out of her hand, and it's off right. The rebound comes down to Sparks. Can she corral it? Yes, she will. She'll lob to the near side at the wing. Megan Faust trying to go down low to catch her side. Back outside. Now they'll swing it around the perimeter. It stops there. Sparks will step in for a long two. Pull-up jumper won't fall. Catch her side pulls down the miss and goes right back up and finishes. Catch her side with six early on. Grandview sitting at 10 points. Schneider across the timeline. The Cardinals up by one at 11-10. Cottrell, handoff exchange on the far side of the floor to Schneider. Schneider loses the basketball, ripped away. Who's going to come up with a tie-up? Will be called. And the possession arrow favors Steelville. Cardinals already in the bonus. Seven fouls against Grandview, four against Steelville. 5:53 to play in the half. Booker, the side inbounds, gets it into Cottrell. Moves it to the far side of the floor to Schneider. Schneider pump fakes the pass into the far corner. Now brings it to the near side on the dribble. Finds a good look straight away for Diaz. She can't get it to fall. Trickles off the back iron a couple of times. Falls down to catcher side. The outlet pass to Sparks. Sparks, a bounce pass. Grandview keeps it moving into the near corner. It'll stop with Carly Faust. Looking for the entry pass for catcher side. Ripped away. No, a tie-up called as Carly Faust reaches in and gets her hands on it. And it will stay with Grandview. The Eagles an opportunity to take the lead. They've yet to lead in the contest. 5:25 to go in the first half. The inbounds to catcher side, and she'll be fouled trying to pull down the inbounds pass. It was lobbed up top. She did a great job to go up and high point that basketball. The foul will be charged to Schneider. That will be her second. So we'll go back to the baseline with Carly Faust looking for the inbounds pass. She tried to lob to catcher side just a moment ago. Bear will defend the inbounds. Carly Faust bounces baseline to the far side of the floor, swinging up top to Aker. Left wing looking for the entry pass and tipped off the hands of Steelville. Will stay with Grandview. Trying to get that basketball inside for touches to catcher side. Steelville doing a great job to collapse so far. Carly Faust lobs back up top. There it is on the left elbow to catcher side. She'll put it on the floor one time. Turns, pulls up, fouled. Shot won't fall. She'll head to the free throw line to try to earn it at the stripe. Clock sits now at 5:16, 11:10. And Grandview an opportunity to take their first lead of the game. The foul charged to Mackenzie Carey. That will be her second. Catcher side's free throw is good. And we are tied up at 11 all. Second free throw to come. We'll put Grandview out front by a point if she makes it. And there it is, 12-11. Catcher side knocks in the free throw to give Grandview their first lead at 12-11. Does Steelville have an answer? Cottrell dribbling from the right wing, tries to skip a pass along the baseline, kicked out of bounds by catcher side. And it will stay with Steelville. It'll be a baseline inbounds, and this has been a tall task for Steelville on the baseline inbounds. Diaz will be the inbounder. Gets it into Bear on the far block. She'll turn around. She's blocked by catcher side on the way through. Clean block. That is her second of the contest. The rebound pulled down by McLaughlin. The outlet pass to Kristen Sparks. She has to pick up the dribble on the right wing. Bounces it to the near side to Aker. Back to Sparks. She'll pull up deep three, trying to go off glass. Yep, Unico Bank. It is indeed open for Kristen Sparks. And the Grandview faithful start to make some noise. Forces a Steelville timeout with 4:45 to go in the second. Now 15-11. Grandview out front. We'll thank some of our sponsors for putting us courtside for Class 3 District 3 basketball. All aboard Learning Center of Cuba. Action Auto Sales in Steelville. West St. Francis County School District. St. Pius High School of Festus. Ruther Ford Herculaneum. The UPS Store of Festus. Grandview R2 School District, and Goggins Drilling in Park Hills. It's a 15-11 score with 4:45 remaining in the first half. Grandview, the number one seed, at 22-3, taking their first lead of the game just moments ago at 12-11. They have since extended that out to a 15-11 ball game, and really, the impact is Macy Ketcherside picked up two quick fouls early on, sat the final 4 minutes of that first quarter, has played the first 3:15 of the second quarter, and she sits at 6 points in just the second, 8 overall to lead Grandview. It's the rebounding and the blocks that really come into play. Unofficially, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks for Ketcherside, and a whole lot of basketball still to play. Steelville down 4. Cottrell across midcourt, into the front court. Screen set by Diaz. A double team comes to Cottrell. A bounce pass towards midcourt, nearly thrown away, saved by Gibbs. Gibbs will throw it to the center circle to Cottrell. Holds it overhead. Screen set by Diaz. A great job to hedge that by McLaughlin. Pulling up the drive baseline is Cottrell, kicks off to Diaz, now going to the corner for Booker, and she'll lose the handle on it and dribbles it on the sideline and turns it right back over. So with 4:17 to go in the second, 15-11, Grandview has a chance to extend this lead, currently at 4. Across the midline is Aker, over to the right wing, the dribble drive. It's picked up there by Faust, trying to send it up top, knocked away. Cottrell, a one-on-one, back the other way, back down. Spin move through the lane, and Cottrell gets the right-hander to go off the spin move off glass. She's got 4 in the game. Her first points of the second quarter makes it 15-13. And now 2 passes for Grandview. Steelville's defense never had a chance. They lost catcher side on the back end of that play. And that is the one person for this Grandview team you can't lose. At 5'11", can handle the basketball. Here's Gibbs with an answer for Steelville on the other side. Strong on the jumper. Catcher side, the rebound, number 6. The outlet pass to Sparks with a head of steam. Down the floor with the right hand. Jumps, goes off glass. Can't get the roll. The rebound, she'll get her own miss. Puts it back up. Shot won't fall. The rebound to Gibbs. Gibbs nearly walks with it. Throws it to her teammate Diaz. Diaz will send it back to Cottrell. Leisurely across timeline with a right-hand dribble. McLaughlin waits for her as she crosses. She'll swap out with Booker. Booker picks up the dribble at the top of the key into the far corner, back to Cottrell. She'll try to drive through the lane, floats through with the right hand, can't get the shot to go, and catcher side pulls down rebound number 6. She is tough to beat on the glass. Into the front court. The Eagles looking to get it to catcher side down low, knocked out of bounds by Bear, anticipating the pass. But it will stay with Grandview up by 4, 17-13, 2:47 to play in the first half. Carly Faust, the baseline inbounds, but first a break in the action. We'll have a timeout called by Grandview with 2:47 to go. The Eagles lead it 17-13 over the Cardinals. The winner goes into the championship. We'll step aside and continue coverage in 30 seconds on J98.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
New homeowner? See agent Dana Richter in Steelville about their companion policy discounts.
.247 remains in the first half, 17-13. The Grandview Lady Eagles out front by 4, taking their first lead just moments ago, trying to extend it there as the inbounds comes into the hands of Sparks. She'll go up right under the 10 and comes up empty. The rebound comes down to the Cardinals, and we'll go back the other way. And as we do so, Cottrell crosses midline. Swaps out with Diaz on the left wing, trying to bounce back to Cottrell on the near side of the floor, and a tie-up called inside. The possession arrow does favor the Cardinals. And they'll go back to the baseline. And I've mentioned it all throughout this first half. This has been a tough spot for the Cardinals against a very lengthy Grandview team. Diaz tasked with the inbounds just a few feet away from the near corner. Holds a basketball over her head. Then throws it away on the inbounds. Throws it right into the hands of Megan Faust. Back the other way. She's short from the near side. Trying to go right hand from the left side. And drops it off the bottom of the rim. Comes right back to the Cardinals. Into the hands of Booker. She'll leave it off for Cottrell. Cottrell into the front court, the right-hand dribble to Gibbs at the top of the key. She'll swap out with Booker. Booker sends it to the left wing. Cottrell backs out. She'll be shadowed around the floor by Megan Faust. Over to the right wing to Diaz. Diaz with a left-hand dribble, takes it to the far side, kicks baseline. Cottrell has it. Cottrell steps out, looks at the three, takes the three. Comes up strong. The rebound pulled down by Gibbs to Booker. Into the near corner. Diaz for three. Off back iron. The rebound falls into the hands of Kristen Sparks down the far sideline. She'll back to the basket from the right wing. Bounces the pass into the far corner and a foul called. As a Grandview player still down on the floor on the far end. That is Melina Aker. And as the rebound came down for Sparks, Aker never came back the other way with the play. She is still down on the floor, and it looks like she will have to be helped off. Looks like she's favoring her left leg. Not sure there. She gets a nice round of applause as she heads off of the floor. So that'll be something to keep an eye on the rest of the way. About to find out more about that after the game from Coach Hubbard. And with 1:40 to play in the first half, how much of an impact will that have on this Grandview team? Already a little bit shorthanded, losing one player just 3 days into the season. We'll see how they adjust in the absence of Aker. 1:40 to go, baseline inbounds. It will be Grandview basketball. The inbounds comes to the far side of the floor and a pull-up three from Kaylin Sparks. The rebound goes all the way into the backcourt, tracked down by Gibbs. 1:32 on the clock. She has it to Cottrell on the left wing, puts it on the floor, screen set. She's got room to go through, draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line. The shot falls off left, no good.
Contra will head to the stripe for two. She has not shot a free throw yet tonight. Only Mackenzie Carey has made a trip to the line for Steelville. She has gone 3 of 4. First free throw hits off the front lip, off the back, and just enough soft touch for it to fall. Puts the score at 17-14. And one free throw still to come. Backspin, Cottrell flicks the wrist and gets it to go. She's got 4 in the second quarter, 17-15, two-point game. Grandview on the inbounds, now full court pressure. It's taken away. Diaz out on the run for the Cardinals for the tie with the left hand, and it is in. Alexis Diaz ties it at 17 all and forces a Grandview timeout. 1:16 to play, knotted up at 17-17, and 76 seconds left in the first half. Who will head into the locker room with a lead? Will it be the top-seeded Grandview Eagles or the fourth-seeded Steelville Cardinals? We'll be back in 30 seconds to answer that very question on J98.
You love your pet, and your pet loves you. A precious pet is just an extension of your family, right? Give your pet the dignity that they deserve when the time comes. Heartland Memorial Service in Park Hills offers memorial services for your pet, with cremations, burials, urns, monuments, and viewing rooms for memorials. They will even pick up your pet and take care of the arrangements for you. Heartland Memorial Service, Highway 8 in Park Hills, 573-431-2328.
Coming out of the timeout, the trap is back on, and it's Diaz again taking it away to Cottrell through the lane with the right hand, and the Cardinals storm out front. Don't look now, but these birds are flying. Grandview back the other way, down by two, under a minute to go in the first half. It's with Kristen Sparks. She'll move it to the right wing, trying to dribble drive through the lane from baseline corner to baseline corner. They'll send it up top to catch her side. She'll pull up for the free throw jumper. The rebound, she gets the rebound sitting down at the free throw. Sometimes things just go your way. Here's Sparks pulling up for a long contested three. The rebound comes down to Cottrell. She'll find her way through traffic, avoids the tie-up, and the Cardinals with this two-point advantage have a chance to extend it. Going into the locker room, under 20 to go, Cottrell. To Bear on the right wing, back to Cottrell on the baseline, and a foul will be called against Ketcherside, and that will be number 3 on Macy with 13.9 seconds to go. She picks up the foul, and it will be the front end of a 1-1 as Ketcherside is going to be charged with her third. She has 10 points for Grandview. The team has 17. That's definitely something to keep an eye on, especially with Aker hobbled. The free throw for Cottrell. She gets the front end of the 1-1 and earns that second free throw. Pushes the score to 20-17. Cottrell 3 of 3 so far. Next one's up and nothing but nylon. 4 of 4 at the line. She's into double digits with 10. Under 10 seconds, the inbounds comes into Sparks. Kristen down the far sideline, picks up the dribble into the corner. It stops there with Megan Faust, trying to go to the near side, out of the hands, and with 0.8 seconds, Grandview will never get a shot off. But with 0.8, not likely Steelville will be able to add to this. They're going to make a solid effort at it. They're going to bounce it to Cottrell. She'll pick it up, heave before the buzzer, well off the mark. But Steelville making a big push. They'll go into the locker room with the lead at 21-17 over the top-seeded Grandview Eagles, and foul trouble an issue early on for Grandview. We'll talk about that over our halftime show. 21-17, the fourth-seeded Steelville Cardinals leading the top-seeded Grandview Eagles. We'll be back in 2 minutes for halftime coverage on J98.
Hi, this is Lance Sechrist. Tune in all week this week as J98, KREI, and KJF Radio shine the business spotlight on Lead Belt Stove and Fireplace in Park Hills. I will explain why exceptional customer service, industry-leading products, and a vast amount of industry knowledge and experience are the reasons to choose Lead Belt Stove and Fireplace.
The entire staff of the City of Steelville wishes to congratulate the Steelville Cardinals basketball team on a successful season. It takes an enormous amount of hard work and dedication to have a successful season. season. The city of Steelville is very proud of the school and all of the students. The city wishes the best of luck to the boys and girls on the Steelville Cardinals basketball team during the Class 3 District 3 basketball tournament. Go Cardinals!
For unique party sandwiches, pasta, and salad trays, go to Pomodoro's on Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. They can make you the perfect sandwich for any occasion, whether it's a family or friend get-together, a holiday party, or a sporting event. You can dine in or carry out. They specialize in quick carry-out service. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sundays, 11 to 7. For your perfect sandwich, stop by Pomodoro's in Arnold or visit them on the web at pomodorosjeffco.com.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
In to West County High Schools, we bring you coverage back-to-back nights from Class 3, District 3 from West County High School. And at the break, the fourth-seeded Steelville Cardinals out front over the top-seeded Grandview Eagles by 4, 21-17. The Cardinals using a late push to get out front. They were trailing by 4 late in that second quarter, surged their way out to this 4-point advantage, implementing the press in that final minute. And a lot of credit goes to Alexis Diaz to get out front on that press for the Cardinals and force those turnovers between Diaz and Cottrell. They were out on the run and finishing on those turnovers to get out front over Grandview. The Eagles, a 22-3 team, the top seed in this district, and they are on the ropes. Found themselves in a bit of foul trouble as well, sitting with 3 fouls, picking up that third with 13.9 seconds left in the first half. Macy Ketcherside with 3 fouls for Grandview. Megan Faust with 2. Kaylin Sparks with 2. And Melina Aker, be interesting to see if she comes out in the second half and is able to go. Going down midway through that second quarter, it looked like she was favoring her left leg. Hopefully she'll be ready to go coming out in that second half. For Steelville, they've been quite diverse in their scoring, spreading it around quite well, led by Hannah Cottrell in double figures with 10, 8 of those 10 coming in that second frame. The next leading scorer, Abby Booker with 4. Mackenzie Carey has 3, all at the free throw line. Faith Bear with 2, and Alexis Diaz with 2 early on as well. The scoring for Grandview goes with Macy Ketcherside as the only Eagle in double figures, leading the way with 10 points. Beyond that, you have Kristen Sparks with 5 and Megan Faust with 2 points. This is not our only contest of the night. The winner of this game will move into the championship on Thursday. Their opponent will be decided with our second contest of the night. That'll have the second-seeded Cuba Wildcats at 16-11 taking on the third-seeded Central Rebels at 19-7. Central has had a stranglehold on this district for quite some time. Still about 6 minutes to go until we start the second half between Grandview and Steelville. The Cardinals leading the Eagles 21-17 at the break. We'll step aside for 2 minutes and come back with more halftime coverage next on J98.
Goggins Drilling Incorporated has been serving the Parkland and beyond for over a half a century, with a reputation for quality work that comes with over 50 years of satisfying their customers. They offer sales and service on all water pumps and are on the leading edge of ground source heating systems. Residential or commercial, call Goggins Drilling Incorporated for contract drilling at 431-2450. That's Goggins Drilling, when you want more than just a hole in the ground.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
The entire faculty and staff of the Steelville R3 School District would like to take this time to wish the Steelville Cardinals all the best this basketball season. It takes a lot of hard work and determination to be a winning team, and you have proven you have what it takes both on and off the court. Good luck to the Steelville Cardinals from everyone at the Steelville R3 School District, and thank you for being a great representation of Steelville.
Side at West County High School, midway through our coverage of our first of two contests. 4 minutes or so until we start the second half of play between Grandview and Steelville. Grandview, the number one seed, finds themselves down at the break, 21-17. After the first quarter, it was 11-6 in favor of the Cardinals. Steelville struggled a little bit early in that second quarter, allowing Grandview to close the gap and take their first lead. They were up 17-14. Then Steelville closes out on a 7-0 run. They go into the locker room up 21-17. I want to thank some of our sponsors for putting us courtside at West County High School for coverage of Class 3 District 3, like Goggins Drilling of Park Hills, Serdike Harley in Festus, Jefferson R7 School District just south of Festus, Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace of Park Hills, Shelter Insurance Agent Dana Richter of Steelville, Heartland Memorial Service of Park Hills, and the city of Steelville itself. I don't know over the past 2 days how many people are in Steelville. There's a whole lot of support for these Steelville teams, but matched quite well by the Grandview faithful so far tonight. Grandview has come in quite organized with their cheering section. I will give them credit on that for sure. We'll quickly run through our scoring numbers once again before we get too far down the line. The second half is creeping up on us quite quickly. Macy Ketcherside leading the way for Grandview with 10 points. Matched up with a game high, Hannah Contrell with 10 points for Steelville as well. Only three Grandview Eagles in the scoring column. Macy Ketcherside with 10 points, 6 rebounds, 3 blocks, all in the first half. And mind you, she sat for 4 minutes of that first quarter. She is struggling through foul situation. She has three, picked up her third in the final 15 seconds of that first half. The other two Grandview Eagles in the scoring column, Kristen Sparks with 5, Megan Faust sitting at 2 points. On the flip side for Steelville, leading the way, Hannah Cottrell matched with a game high 10 points. Closely followed for Steelville, Abby Booker with 4. Mackenzie Carey has 3. Faith Bear, Alexis Diaz each chipping in with 2, but it was Diaz really getting out and getting aggressive on the defensive end in the final minutes of that second quarter, leading the break and really leading the press as well, forcing a couple of turnovers in that final minute and able to finish on one, the only one that she did not finish on. She had the assist on the finish for Contrell. So a big push by Diaz and the Cardinals, a 7-0 run to close out, and they lead it 21-17, 90 seconds until we start the second half. We'll take our final halftime pause. We're back for second half coverage in 1 minute on J98.
The faculty and students at Jefferson R7 are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, commitment, and dedication to be a high-caliber athlete on and off the field. Stay driven, stay focused, and keep up all the hard work and teamwork, and all your efforts will pay off. This message brought to you by everyone at the Jefferson R7 schools. They say, go Blue Jays!
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
New homeowner? See Agent Dana Richter in Steelville about their companion policy discounts.
Just seconds away from starting second half coverage of our first semifinal of the night. And coming out of the locker rooms, it's the lower seeded Steelville Cardinals that find themselves on top of the overall top seed in the Class 3 District 3 field, Grandview. The score is 21-17. The Eagles will open up this second half with possession of the basketball. They'll now work left to right in the second half of action on J98. The inbounds gets us underway. The inbounds comes in to Kaylin Sparks. And she quickly turns it over, and it's Diaz again. Three steals in about a 70-second game time span. Cottrell holds it for the Cardinals in between the rings to Schneider on the near side of the floor. She'll lob it inside on the left elbow to Diaz, back outside to Schneider on the floor with the right hand to Cottrell. She stands 25 feet out, back to the basket. Spin move, flips it up from the right elbow. Contact inside, no foul call, going straight up cleanly inside. Take your number, about three Grandview Eagles straight up and down inside. No room inside to operate. The Eagles trying to chip away at this deficit. They led with about a minute and a half to go. Here's a three, trying to go off glass. The rebound on a strong triple comes out to the Cardinals. And that one pulled down by Mackenzie Carey. She'll leave it off for Cottrell across the timeline. Uses a Booker screen to go to the far side of the floor. Kicks to Diaz. She'll dribble drive to the free throw line. A bounce pass. They're swirling around on the far corner. Ends up with Cottrell in the corner. She'll lob from wing to wing to Schneider. Schneider loses the handle on it. Tries to kick it back up top. Carey thought the pass was for her. A little bit of confusion for the Cardinals. Cottrell draws a double to Schneider. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Double comes her way. She'll lob it behind her. Nobody home. Off the back of a Grandview defender. Schneider pokes it away from Sparks over to Cottrell. Sparks recovers, and Cottrell tries to reach in, and she will be called for the foul. That will be three on Hannah Cottrell. So three on Cottrell, three on catcher side, so both talented bigs in foul trouble on either side. Kaylin Sparks, the recipient of the inbounds. She'll swap out, and a foul called away from the ball offensively. Who will be charged with this foul? That's going to be an interesting question. It will be charged to Megan Faust. She sits with three fouls. So you have three on Megan Faust, three on Macy Ketcherside for Grandview, and three on Hannah Cottrell for Steelville. Schneider across the midline. There's Cottrell with the basketball. Dribble weaving her way through traffic. Brings it back to the near side. A long baseline to Carey on the near side block. She'll go up, gets the foul call, and she'll get the roll. It falls. It stalled on the back iron and falls in after contact. That will extend it up to a 23-17 lead and possibly even more as Mackenzie Carey gets set to shoot the and one free throw. Couple of bounces for Carey, 3 of 4 at the line so far tonight. All 3 points at the stripe. Free throws out of her hands, off back iron. No good. The rebound comes down to Kristen Sparks and the Eagles. She'll leave it for Kaylin. Kaylin Sparks, dribble drives, picks it up at the top of the key. They'll go one-touch pass inside, down low. It's catcher side on the far block. Not a lot you can do that first step. It is next level. Under 6 to go in the third, 23-19, the 4-point advantage for the Cardinals. They'll try to add to it as Cottrell puts it on the floor with the right hand and runs into traffic. And, oh, man, they're going to call her for cupping the basketball, running into traffic. I do believe that is the right call. Grandview does a great job of defending the paint, staying straight up. They don't leave their feet on the pump fake. Into the front court are the Eagles. They'll go back inside. Catcher side fouled on the turnaround jumper. She caught the pass on the near block. Turnaround and went straight up with it. She never brings the basketball down. As soon as she catches it, works quickly. And draws a foul that time on Mackenzie Carey. That will be her third. Free throw from catcher side. Skips off the front lip and goes in. She's up to 13 points for a game high. 13.6 rebounds, 3 blocks. Free throws up and in. She is, if anything, fundamentally sound. Makes it a 2-point game, 23-21. Schneider and the Cardinals. Left wing, Cottrell, pump fakes, drives through, and what a move. Kaylin Sparks to come out of nowhere and save a clean bucket. Pokes it away, and a little bit of tit for tat as she comes across the midline, knocked out of her hands. And the ball will be going back to Steelville. That turnover is instant karma for Kaylin Sparks. She gets the steal, brings it across the midline, then loses the basketball. Back to the Cardinals with a 2-point advantage, 23-21, just over 5 to go in the third. Booker on the wing, uses a screen, tries to shoot, and it's knocked away from her. Just blocks everywhere for Grandview so far. They'll have a chance to tie or take the lead on this trip. Kaylin Sparks bounces to Carly Faust. In between the rings and nearly a backcourt violation. Saved but thrown away. It's a 2-on-1. Booker down the right side. And a foul called. A block will be called on Megan Faust. And that will be foul number 4 on Megan Faust. She tried to set up for the charge. And I'll tell you, she was there about 3 seconds early. And it was a good job by Booker to use that Euro step to her advantage and get the contact right in front of the official. That is foul number 4 on Faust. The first free throw is in for Booker. She's got 5 on the contest. First points of the second half. Makes it 24-21. Second free throw is up and in. Abby Booker with 6 points. 25-21. Steelville with a 4-point advantage. Just under 5 to go in the third. And now a 3-quarter court pressure. Snyder swarms. The pass from Sparks lobbed up over. They've got it to catcher side down low. Couldn't get the short shot. She'll rip it away down low from Bear. And I mean ripped this basketball away. Went back up with it. Didn't get the shot to go. She is something to watch. Just a junior. Back to the free throw line. And she gets that one to go. 5 made free throws so far. She's got 1 more to shoot. It's out of her hand and in. Again, extremely fundamentally sound is Macy Ketcherside. 25-23, it's a 2-point game once again. Contrell and the Cardinals trying to extend their lead, and they will do so. Contrell through traffic, off glass, and gets that shot to go. Her first points of the second half with 4:18 to play. Ketcherside and the Eagles on the left wing sends it between the rings there with Kristen Sparks. To McLaughlin, back to Kristen. Now to Kaylin Sparks. She'll put it on the floor. Bounce pass through the defense. Bounced it right through the double into the corner. Now a tie up on the floor, and the tie up will be called. The possession arrow favors Grandview. Eagles will have the baseline inbounds on the far side of the basket. Carly Faust tasked with the inbound. She'll be guarded by Hannah Cottrell. That's a lot of length guarding the inbounds. Faust, a long look, fakes the pass. Now looking to get it into catcher side. She'll get it in the left wing. Sends it up top. Kaylin Sparks catch and shoot 3 off back iron. The rebound comes down to Booker and Steelville. The 4-point advantage. Under 4 to play in the third. Schneider will bring it across into the front court. To the elbow. Cottrell puts it on the floor with the right hand. Backs out to the far corner. Picks up the dribble up top at the free throw line. Bear tries to dribble drive with the right-handed runner. Hits it off the bottom of the backboard. Right into the hands of McLaughlin. She'll leave it over there on the middle of the floor to Kayla. Kaylin Sparks brings it into the front court. McLaughlin on the left wing. A bounce pass to Carly Faust. Faust puts it on the floor. 1 bounce to the right wing. An overhead pass to catcher side. Nearly lost her balance. Kept it moving behind her. Couldn't get the baseline jumper from the far side. McLaughlin, but the long rebound comes out to Kristen Sparks. Sparks to Kaylin Sparks. Oh, the pass overhead tipped. It's Cottrell out on the run. Back to the basket. Knocked away by Kaylin Sparks. Into the hands of Carly Faust. Tie-up called. And the possession arrow favors Steelville. And the tie-up comes right under Steelville's own basket. So we'll have a baseline inbounds on the near side of their own bucket. With a 4-point advantage, Schneider bounces it in. Cottrell on the near block. Goes through the lane. Gets the foul call. And who will be charged with the foul? It will be a Sparks. Which one? Stops the clock at 3:01. And the foul is charged to Kristen Sparks. Her second. Baseline inbounds comes into Diaz. Bodies on the floor on the far side. Kaylin Sparks on the deck. Who's going to come away with the basketball? The Cardinals will fight for it. Cottrell with a 3 from the far side. She left it short. The rebound over the back is going to be Macy Ketcherside, and that will be number 4 on Ketcherside with 2:50 to play in the third. We'll see if the official will charge it. And it will be charged. The 32, that will be her 4th. And she'll have to take a seat. Coming in will be Isabel Kuchka, 5'6 freshman, coming on for some big minutes in the district semifinals. Emma Schneider tasked with a baseline inbounds. A long look at it. She'll bounce it right in front of her. to the near block. Back to Schneider. Pull-up jumper from the baseline. Can't get it to go. Diaz pulls down the rebound. Second chance opportunity to Cottrell between the rings. Holds it over her head. A soccer pass. Left side, Emma Schneider puts it on the floor. Two bounces. Right wing back to Cottrell. Spins through the lane. Tries to get contact. Can't get the call. And a tie-up will be called inside as Diaz went up to pull down the board. And Kuchka able to get her hands on it to force that tie-up call. Grandview now facing full court pressure from Steelville. 27-23, the Cardinals lead. And the Eagles lost the basketball into the hands of two ladies on the floor, Kuchka and Booker. One from either side, and the arrow will flip it back to Steelville. So the four-point advantage for the Cardinals. We'll have another opportunity to extend that here with 2:19 to go in quarter number three. Cottrell and the Cardinals into the front court. Handoff exchange left wing to Diaz. Diaz draws the double, finds Schneider through the lane. Schneider lost the basketball, and a great play. And what a phenomenal play by Caitlin McLaughlin. She knew that in the corner, Schneider was about to catch this long rebound, so she tapped it out of bounds the other way off of herself. Easier that way than watching an open three as you go by. The inbounds from Schneider to Cottrell, just over two to go, 27-23. Steelville leads. We've been stuck at 27-23 for a little while now. See what the Cardinals can do here. They'll kick out on the dribble drive. Left wing to Schneider. Back up top to Cottrell. She'll draw the double. Lobs inside. Looking for Bear. Bear drives through the lane. Goes off glass. Can't get it to go. Pulls down her own miss. Back to the glass. And she'll get the second opportunity to fall. Faith Bear with her first second half points. With 1:37 to play, this full court pressure for Steelville is giving Grandview some problems. Kuchka loses the basketball, corrals it. It goes through her legs, into the hands of Diaz. Numbers favor the Cardinals. Back to the basket. Diaz floats to the lane, kicks right wing. It's to Booker. Steelville will take their time. Coach Collins says, calm down, get set up. And they'll do just that. Diaz on the left wing uses a screen from Bear to get the pass up top to Cottrell. She'll put it on the floor with the right hand. Drives through to Bear on the right elbow. Bounce pass. Back out, Cottrell. She'll take it out to the midline. Just over a minute to play in the third. Booker sets a screen. Cottrell picks up the dribble. Inside, it's Bear with her back to the basket. Sends out Schneider on the floor. She'll drive across the lane. Sends the pass out to the right wing to Cottrell. Cottrell is trapped there. Schneider fires a pass from wing to wing. Has Diaz with her back to the basket. Sends it up top. Schneider, they're killing clock now. Cottrell through the lane. To the near side of the floor to Diaz, trying to go back inside to Cottrell. And in the passing lane, once again, McLaughlin. Showing the basketball IQ. 29-23, 39 seconds. Baseline inbounds for Steelville. Bounce through the lane, right into the hands of Cottrell. She gets fouled. She makes the shot. And a trip to the charity stripe. That pushes it to 31-23, 37 seconds left in the third, and Steelville is really pushing the pace with Ketcherside on the bench in foul trouble. And that foul charged to Kaitlyn Sparks, her fourth. Free throw is up and in for Cottrell. She is having a night. Converts on the and one. 35 ticks on the clock. It's a 9-point game. Kuchka tries to beat the press and throws it away in the front court. 30.1 on the clock. 32-23. Steelville with a 9-point lead and a chance to make it double digits. Diaz to Cottrell. She'll bring it across into the front court. 20 ticks on the clock. Schneider stands between the rings to the near corner. Diaz tries to pass up top. It's tipped. It still finds its recipient, Cottrell. Now back to Schneider. Schneider lobs inside. Bear working over a double team. Converts on the turnaround. Right-handed shot. What a move by Faith Bear. And these Cardinals are really playing like they want to make their way into a district championship game. 34-23. They lead the Grandview Eagles. We'll be back in 1 minute for fourth quarter coverage. The four leads the one by 11. We're back for fourth quarter coverage next on the boot.
Hi, this is Lance Sechrist. Tune in all week this week as JNNE8 KREI, and KJF Radio shine the business spotlight on Lead Belt Stove and Fireplace in Park Hills. I will explain why exceptional customer service, industry-leading products, and a vast amount of industry knowledge and experience are the reasons to choose Lead Belt Stove and Fireplace.
Action Auto Sales in Steelville is your one-stop shop when looking for quality, dependable, pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans, and with multiple loan options. Don't forget to ask about special internet cash pricing on select vehicles. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville at 204 Main Street or on the web at actionautosalesmo.com or call 573-775-2222. That number again, 573-775-2222. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville.
Back for the fourth quarter between Grandview and Steelville. The one versus four. 34-23, the fourth-seeded Steelville Cardinals with an 11-point edge over the top seed in Class 3, District 3, the Grandview Eagles. Grandview will start the fourth quarter with possession of the basketball. Down by 11, Macy Ketcherside with four fouls back on the floor. Grandview trying to work against this 1-3-1 for the Cardinals. Coach Seth Collins locking in on the bench, getting active. The same goes for Coach Hubbard on the far side, and a foul call down low. We'll see who is charged with this foul. It will go against Grandview. And that will be Macy Ketcherside's fifth foul. She has been disqualified. She picks it up in the first moments of the fourth quarter, and she'll get a nice round of applause as she heads off of the floor. It's going to be tough for Grandview to mount the comeback with Ketcherside fouling out of the game. And now Coach Hubbard talking to the official on the far side. You can imagine how that conversation's going. That foul happened right in front of her on the offensive end. The fifth foul for Ketcherside offensive. And Schneider will now be going to the free throw line as I believe Coach just got teed up. .742 on the clock. Free throws for Schneider. One she got, she did not make. Rebound comes down to Grandview. 34-23 is our score. Into that fourth and final frame. An 11-point contest. Grandview on the ropes as the top seed. Steelville has smelling blood in the water, looking for the upset, and a foul called on Emma Schneider for Steelville. That'll give Grandview the baseline inbounds. That is number three on Schneider. And a timeout called on the floor. We'll take a timeout just the same with 7:25 to go in the final quarter, 34-23. The fourth-seeded Cardinals leading the top seed Grandview back in 30 on J98.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
New homeowner? See Agent Dana Richter in Steelville about their companion policy discounts.
Seven minutes, 25 seconds left in regulation. The score is 34-23. Grandview down by 11. The four leading the one, looking to upset the bracket. The Eagles have plenty of time, 7:21 to go in the fourth. They're without Macy Ketcherside, their leading scorer. She fouled out, but there's a three ball from Kuchka in the far side of the floor. There is your spark. Can Grandview maintain that? Kuchka in place of Ketcherside makes a big impact. 34-26. Here's Cottrell working down low, off glass with the right hand, and Hannah Cottrell is going to be able to work with a little bit more space inside in the absence of Macy Ketcherside. Kaylin Sparks into the front court. A pass to the far side, right back to her. She'll move it into the near corner, back to her. She's just facilitating, trying to get motion up top to work against this difficult 1-3-1 zone being put on by Steelville. And a walk in the backcourt called on Megan Faust, dragging the back foot. Wanted to make the pass and realized there was nobody there. Tried to hold up, just didn't have enough. Booker, the side inbounds right in front of the Grandview bench for the Cardinals. Schneider has it. A 10-point game. Cottrell puts it on the floor with the right hand from the block. Bounces pass from the far side along the baseline for a long two for Alexis Diaz, and she gets it to go from 15 on the near baseline. 38-26. Kaylin Sparks into the front court. A crossover dribble, trying to split a double team. She will. She'll go right to the rack. Can she finish? Yes, she'll finish with the right hand. Kaylin Sparks through the double team. 6 minutes to go. The 10-point advantage leans towards Steelville at 38-28. Grandview needs to get stops. Carey on the left elbow. Lobs down to the other side for Cottrell. Cottrell can't finish with a right hand. The rebound to Kuchka. Down the far side of the floor. Through traffic. A right-handed runner off glass. Can't get it to go. The rebound comes down to Mackenzie Carey and the Cardinals. She'll leave it back for Hannah Cottrell. Cottrell, the 5'10 junior, across the midline. Directs traffic with the left hand. Calls for the screen, uses it, goes to the far side, backs out into the corner, hesitates, drives through the lane. Hannah Cottrell with a right hand, kisses it off the New Era Bank and gets it to go. She is lighting it up in this second half. 19 points for the junior, Hannah Cottrell, 40-28. And a timeout called by Grandview. It looked like that time Kaylin Sparks called the timeout right in front of our broadcast table at midcourt. Stops the clock at 5:11 to go in the fourth. 40-28 is the score. It is a full timeout. We'll only use half. We'll be back in 30 seconds for more fourth quarter coverage of Class 3 District 3 on J98.
Grandview Schools are proud of the area they serve. Grandview Schools are very supportive of the community and will continue this support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. Grandview proudly supports the area's fine athletes and understands the hard work and dedication it takes to be successful both on and off of the field. The staff and student body at Grandview Schools sends the best of luck to every Eagle athlete. Let's go, Eagles!
Minutes, 11 seconds left on the fourth quarter clock. The fourth seeded Steelville Cardinals lead 40-28 over the number one seed Grandview. A 12-point margin. Grandview's leading scorer, Macy Ketcherside, fouling out in the first 10 seconds of the fourth quarter. Grandview's going to have to find some flow offensively with Ketcherside out of this contest. Kaylin Sparks, bounce pass to Carly Faust. She'll dribble drive. Kicks out to Kuchka in the far corner. They'll swing it back around, trying to split through traffic. Carly Faust off glass with the left hand, and she'll get the shot to go. Her first points of the night with 4:54 to go. Steelville has gone to Cottrell inside in the absence of Ketcherside. See if they'll go the same route here. She'll hand it off in the left wing to Diaz. Up top with Schneider. They'll shuffle and weave at the top of the key. Cottrell ends up with it, backs out to the center circle. She'll be trying to work around Megan Faust. She'll swap out with Schneider. Schneider gives it back to Cottrell. Man up defense now. Move it into the corner to Carey. Back on the left wing to Cottrell, burning up some clock. Screen set by Diaz. Cottrell picks up the dribble, has to get bailed out. Schneider will come and take the basketball away from her. She'll set the screen, looking for the give and go. Tries to pass over the top of the defense. It's knocked right back away. Into the backcourt. A 40-foot pass breaks the timeline, and a foul called on Hannah Cottrell as Carly Faust tries to drive through. And Cottrell, if that is charged to her, will be number four. It is going to be charged to Cottrell. She picks up her fourth. Five team fouls on Steelville, seven on Grandview. Be a sideline inbounds right in front of the Eagles bench. They do have possession. It's lobbed into Kaylin Sparks. Crossover dribble working around Bear. Bear sticks with her. Bear out in front of this 1-3-1. Diaz trying to knock the basketball away. Now bodies on the floor and a tie up will be called. The possession arrow favors Steelville. with 3:50 to go, the Cardinals, they're increasing their percentage of making it into the championship the more and more clock that they can chew up. Schneider slowly across the timeline. She'll swap out in the center circle with Cottrell. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. They'll work the weave up top. Diaz reverses course and gets the foul call. With 3:37, Steelville will head to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1 with Alexis Diaz. That foul will be charged to Isabel Kuchka. That is her first, and team foul number 8. We'll see a substitution as Kristen Sparks comes back on the floor. We have not seen Melina Aker this second half. Here are the free throws for Diaz. She gets the front end of the 1-1. And we'll have an opportunity to extend the Steelville lead. 41-30. Three quick bounces for Diaz. The free throw is strong. She goes down inside and nearly comes away with her own rebound. A tie up. We'll give it back to Grandview. Seen quite a few held balls here. Now the Grandview faithful starting to make some noise. We'll see if it works. Down by 11, 3.5 to play. The Eagles from Kristen Sparks to Kaylin Sparks to the near corner. A shot from Faust for three. Strong offside iron. The rebound comes down far blocked to Abby Booker. Booker leaves it back. The outlet to Schneider. Schneider across the midline. She'll pass to Bear on the right wing. On the floor with the right hand. Driving in through. Back to the basket. Spins through traffic. Double clutches. Goes up off glass. Flips up a wild shot. It won't fall. Grandview can trim it down to single digits. Kristen Sparks trying to work past a double team. Gets it into the front court. Onto the right wing. A pass to the left elbow to Faust. Faust tries to send it back to Kaylin Sparks, nearly taken away. Up top, Kristen Sparks for three. Strong on the triple. The rebound comes down to the Eagles, and a foul call down low. That will put Grandview at the free throw line. And it will be Carly Faust headed to the stripe. With 2:47 to go, that foul charge to Mackenzie Carey, her fourth. Steelville with 6 fouls as a team, 8 fouls on Grandview. Carly Faust at the free throw line. About 6 taps around the rim, and it falls off. No good on the free throw. She'll have one more as that foul came in the act of shooting. And Carey has to come out of the game. She did not realize that a substitution had taken place. Cottrell will come in for her. Carly Faust, another free throw still to come. It's up. And that one rattles out. Both free throws halfway down. Neither one stays down. It pops out, and now Hannah Cottrell will cross the midline. Up by 11. 2.5 to play. Diaz puts it on the floor with a right hand. Sends it back to the top. In between the circles. Hannah Cottrell uses an Emma Schneider screen. Takes it back in between the rings. On the floor with a right hand. Now picks up the dribble. Bounce pass around the defender. Right back to her. And Steelville chewing up the clock. Cottrell takes it to the far side of the floor with the right hand. Backs out towards the center circle between the rings to Schneider. She'll put it on the floor with the left hand. Swaps out on the left wing with Diaz. Now between the circles. Back to Cottrell. Screen set by Diaz. Cottrell goes back to her. Give and go. This time Sparks was ready for it. Kristen Sparks down the other way with the right hand. And the runner won't go. Right at the rim. She can't get it to fall. The rebound falls into the hands of Isabel Kuchka. She'll bounce to the block. Can't hang on to it. Booker comes up with it for the Cardinals. And they end up with another takeaway from Grandview. Things are just going right for Steelville. And they have continued just about from the tip. Cottrell picks up the dribble. Now it's taken away once again. Kristen Sparks back in the passing lane. She'll stop and pop from 10. This time she'll get it to go. Kristen Sparks with her first second half point. She's got 7. And a whistle comes in. A timeout called by Coach Seth Collins of the Steelville Cardinals. With 1:25 to play, the score is 41-32. It is a full timeout. We're back in a minute on the boot.
The Glore Foundation is named in honor of the humble parents of the foundations. Founder Dan Glore, for over 30 years, has supported schools, churches, and cultural arts in the community, establishing student scholarship programs. Today, the Glore Foundation continues to embody core values, so please join the foundation in embracing its support of children, conservation, education, good jobs, medical research, and recreation. Working for a better tomorrow, the Glore Foundation.
Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery in Park Hills offers 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Kerry Buckley and his employees pride themselves on quick and reliable towing, winching, lockouts, jump starts, and roadside service, as well as towing and wreck recovery for tractor trailers. Big to small, Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery does it all. Just call 431-2117 or 756-4563 for dependable 24-hour service from Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery.
Minutes. 25 seconds is all that remains in regulation. It's a 9-point advantage for Steelville. It's been as large as 12. Grandview running out of time, but have been able to chip away at the deficit. Can they complete the comeback, or will Steelville hold them off? The Cardinals dribble weave around the front court, and a foul will be called on Kuchka. Diaz will be fouled. It'll be the front end of a 1-and-1. Grandview really looking for Diaz to miss. That foul will be charged to Kuchka. That will be her second. 9 fouls on Grandview as a team. Bear will swap out with Mackenzie Carey. Alexis Diaz at the free throw line. 1 of 2, her last trip. It's up, and she missed it. The rebound comes down to Kristen Sparks. A big-time miss. Can Grandview make the most of it? Sparks stops at the top of the key. She'll pass to her left. To Kaylin Sparks. Sparks through the lane. Kaylin up with the right hand, off glass, and she'll get that shot to fall. Kaylin Sparks with a right-handed runner. It's down to a 7-point game and under a minute to go. Hannah Cottrell across the timeline. A crossover. Tries to work back to the far side of the floor. Bounce pass to Schneider. Back to Cottrell between the rings. She'll hold the basketball with 40 seconds on the clock. Back to the basket, handoff with Alexis Diaz. Diaz lobs it inside. Mackenzie Carey all by herself. Can't get the shot to fall. The long rebound tipped out, and Schneider ends up with it for Steelville. They'll have a chance to reset. Under 30. Grandview running out of time. Cottrell falls to her knees. Bounces to Schneider. Back to Cottrell. Down to 20. They're not going to foul. They're just going to watch it dwindle. And Coach Hubbard is screaming for a foul. Someone reach in. Here's Carey with a basketball. Gets the foul call. But so much time comes off the clock with 8.8 seconds to go. There's not much you can do. About 35 seconds came off the clock after the first Steelville shot was missed. That foul will be charged to Megan Faust. That will be her fifth. She'll have to exit the contest. And B's and G's, that'll about do it. That was an interesting final sequence. And now Mackenzie Carey at the free throw line. It's up. She missed it. But with 8.8 seconds, that's going to be really difficult to complete this comeback. Mackenzie Carey, second free throw is up. And she missed both free throws. And Grandview with 4 seconds left, the final shot. It's out, and it's off glass and in for Kristen Sparks, but a little bit too late. The final score, 41-37. The fourth-seeded Steelville Cardinals up in the top-seeded Grandview Eagles. We'll take a 2-minute pause and jump into post-game coverage next on J98.
You love your pet. And your pet loves you. A precious pet is just an extension of your family, right? Give your pet the dignity that they deserve when the time comes. Heartland Memorial Service in Park Hills offers memorial services for your pet, with cremations, burials, urns, monuments, and viewing rooms for memorials. They will even pick up your pet and take care of the arrangements for you. Heartland Memorial Service, Highway 8 in Park Hills, 573-431-2000. 23-28.
The entire staff of the City of Steelville wishes to congratulate the Steelville Cardinals basketball team on a successful season. It takes an enormous amount of hard work and dedication to have a successful season. The City of Steelville is very proud of the school and all of the students. The city wishes the best of luck to the boys and girls on the Steelville Cardinals basketball team during the Class 3 District 3 basketball tournament. Go Cardinals!
Hi, this is Lance Sechrist. Tune in all week this week as J98, KREI, and KJF Radio shine the business spotlight on Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace in Park Hills. I will explain why exceptional customer service, industry-leading products, and a vast amount of industry knowledge and experience are the reasons to choose Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace.
For unique party sandwiches, pasta, and salad trays, go to Pomodoro's on Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. They can make you the perfect sandwich for any occasion, whether it's a family or friend get-together, a holiday party, or a sporting event. You can dine in or carry out. They specialize in quick carry-out service. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sundays, 11 to 7. For your perfect sandwich, stop by Pomodoro's in Arnold or visit them on the web at pomodorosjeffco.com.
First semifinal is in the books, and the bracket is chalk no more. The fourth-seeded Steelville Cardinals up in the overall number one seed in the girls' bracket of Class 3, District 3. The final, Steelville 41, Grandview 37. The leading scorer for the contest, Hannah Cottrell, the 5'10 junior for Steelville, finishes the game with 19 points. Diversity in the scoring column, Faith Barr with 6, Abby Booker with 6, Alexis Diaz with 5, and Mackenzie Carey finishes with 5 points. Grandview was led by Maisie Ketcherside with 16 points, all coming previous to the fourth quarter. She fouled out in the first 10 seconds of that final frame. The other Grandview Eagle in double figures, Kristen Sparks, finishes with 10. Kaylin Sparks adds 4. Isabel Kushka with 3. Megan Faust with 2. And Carly Faust with 2. Grandview season comes to a close at 22-4. And for Carly Faust, Kristen Sparks, Madison Gerhart, the final time they'll suit up for the Grandview Eagles. So a fine contribution to that program as they were a part of it and helped them establish a kind of program where you can get out to a 22-3 record. They fall in the district semifinals to the Steelville Cardinals. Steelville into the championship. Who will they face? We'll decide that with our next contest. Cuba versus Central. We're back in 30 seconds for Matt Greenwood to break down that contest on J98.